The first Sunday in Advent. The epistle is taken from the feast of... The first Sunday in Advent. The epistle is taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, understand, for it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep, because now our salvation is nearer than when we came to believe, for the night is far advanced and the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk becomingly as in the day, and not in revelry and drunkenness, and not in debauchery and wantonness, and not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is taken from that of St. Luke. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, bewildered by the roaring of the sea and waves, men fainting for fear and for expectation of the things that are coming on the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming upon a cloud with great power and majesty. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand. And he spoke to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now put forth their buds, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things coming to pass, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away till all things have been accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. In today's epistle, St. Thomas Aquinas, commenting on it, says that St. Paul is talking to the Romans, encouraging them to be faithful to their conversion. They have been, of course, converted to Christ. And he's saying, put away the things of the past, your previous life, and live the life of Christ, to put this away. But then St. Thomas also points out, and he says that because these readings, or this reading, is used in Advent, the church sees a deeper meaning here for us, that we need to look at this and remember that in the spirit of the season, we are not only looking forward to the coming of Christ at Christmas, you know, we celebrate that, commemorate it, but also we need to remember that Christ is coming to each one of us in his second coming, be it at the end of our lives or at the end of time. And this is what this is what the gospel is, of course, referring to, the general judgment at the end of time. And we have to remember that also. So here in Advent, we look at ourselves and Christ coming to us, of course, throughout our lives and our first conversion, so to speak, but then also here when he comes to us at Mass. Secondly, we remember his first coming in Bethlehem. Then also we look forward to his second coming when we will all meet him face to face. And so all these things are wrapped up in this season of Advent. Now, it's important to remember, I've been saying this now for 5 years, that Advent, the color is violet, which means it is a season of penance. It is not the same kind of penance as Lent. Unfortunately, nobody ever talks about the fact that Advent has a penitential aspect to it. 100 years ago, the requirement was to fast and abstain on Wednesdays, Fridays, and half a day on Saturday. Now that those regulations were those went by the wayside about in the 40s, 1940s, or the 1930s. But still, that doesn't mean that it's not a season of penance. But it's a different kind of penance than Lent. In Lent, we do penance recognizing that for our sins, my sins, that by my sins, I put Christ upon the cross. I crucified him. And so we do penance in recognition of our sins, turning away from them and making penance for them. This is not really what Advent is about. What is Advent then? It is not the turning away from the sin that we concentrate on, but the turning towards Christ that we concentrate on. So it's a two-step process, really. You know, when we make up for our sins, when Christ forgives our sins and we do adequate penance for them, that kind of brings us back to zero. And then we have to do more than, and that is the penance of Advent, to turn towards Christ, to make him first in our life. And this is really what St. Paul is talking about. He says, rise from sleep, meaning rise from, you know, just wake up. We should be doing things for Christ. We've become complacent, you Romans. So wake up and do something. Put Christ first in your life. Put away those things. Put away the sin. That's true. But also live your life for Christ. And this is what we need to think about during this period. And if we need to make changes, we should make changes. You know, everybody, the secular world prepares for Christmas, but it's a material preparation. They put up trees, decorations, and things like that. And it's, of course, we do that also, but we should think about how we rearrange our material life in order to prepare for Christmas. That also we should be doing to our life in general, not to just prepare for the Christmas celebration on December 25th, but to prepare our life and our hearts for Christ, to make sure that we take advantage of this season. Remember that the church gives us seasons, and there are particular graces associated with it. So in this season of Lent, we do penance for our sins, and there are extra graces available for us when we do those penances. And so during this time, when we try to make sure we put Christ first on our life, that there are particular graces available for us. So we should take advantage of the season here and make a real honest take stock of our life. Are we really putting Christ first? Or has, over the past year, have we picked up obligations and commitments that are crowding out our spiritual life? We need to really think about this. You know, everybody should be doing a half hour of prayer every day. A half hour prayer. That's the bare minimum. That is the, if we want to give a grade to this, that is a C-. That's the bare minimum. A half hour. That should be your rosary every day, and then maybe a little morning prayer and a little evening prayer. Now, hopefully the rosary is done together in a family. You do it in your public area together, everyone under the household, everyone under the roof, coming together in order to honor Our Lady. Because it's not only important that we pray, but it's also important where we pray. So we should pray in that public area because we're sanctify our homes. Sometimes we get a little tight for time. Maybe pray it in the car. That's good. It's good that you're praying. We want to make sure we also do it in our home. Where we pray is just as important as the fact that we pray. And so if this has fallen by the wayside, or maybe your family doesn't do the family rosary, then you should really make an effort to make that commitment. And if you have too many commitments, if the kids are here or there, or you have this thing or that thing, then you know, you have too many commitments then. You need to let some of them go in order to make sure you put Christ first in your life. We need to make sure of this. And this is what this season is about. And if we have to do little penances to give up some maybe legitimate good, yeah, you can do this commitment. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. But it is impeding your spiritual life. Therefore, you let it go. And this goes for other things also, that we need to let these things go if there's something impeding us. And so we should also be doing maybe some other little penances in general. Now, the nice thing is the secular holiday of Christmas, you know, the secular spirit, there is a spirit of this penance where you give alms. People are usually very generous. Most charities receive many donations during this time of year because, you know, that spirit of giving alms out of love for our neighbor, this is a type of penance. Remember, there's only three ways we can do penance. We can give up a legitimate good, legitimate pleasure, we can do extra prayers, or we can give alms. And so there is a spirit of this, of giving the alms, and that's a good thing to do also, to reflect on that and maybe need to do that. But what I want to make clear is that this spirit of penance during Advent should be that joyful penance, like the joyful giving of alms during this season. We should also joyfully do little things for our Lord, maybe joyfully give up these commitments, joyfully rearrange our life to make Him first. Just like people joyfully rearrange their homes to decorate it for Christmas, to make it special. So we should joyfully rearrange our lives to put Christ first. It's important that we do this. St. Paul says this: our salvation is nearer than when we came to believe. Each day brings us closer. And now is the time for us to order things properly. For when Christ comes again, be it at the end of our life or at the end of time, it'll be too late. We need to make sure that we do it now. So as St. Paul says, now is the hour for us to rise from our sleep. Let us put Christ first and prepare for Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.